All right, we'll move on to one that I drove, and you didn't, but I did. It's a 2022 BMW M440i. It's the xDrive, so it's an all-wheel drive Grand Coupe, and really had great styling. I will say that numerous people that I saw just liked the styling of the car. The car looks a lot more expensive than it is, and when I looked at it, it's not cheap, don't get me wrong, but you'd think it would be more expensive than it was. The car came in at about $67,000. Ran extremely, extremely well, had all of the luxury features you can imagine. My only complaint with this car, and I didn't look to see if it's because of where we're at with chip shortages and things along those lines, Richard, but it had no power driver's seat, which I found really odd on a high-end BMW, all leather, everything else, all the other bells and whistles, all the other driving assists, but no power driver's seat at all. Which I found really strange.
Well, and on a, no offense, on a, you know, $67,000 car, you would expect the seat to, you know, conform to your body, right? But
right.
That is kind of something, unfortunately, that BMW has done over the years, where they kind of leave out some what we would deem key features.
Correct.
You know, out of some of their models. So just something to keep an eye on. But it actually also looks like that they're also, you said this is the all-wheel drive model, but they actually have a rear-wheel drive model.
Correct.
Which debuted this year, which is really cool. And again, they've got some, this is part of the, I guess, the second series 4 generation, which is introduced this year. So if some of you folks are like, oh, you know, 4 series, I don't know if I've really seen this, you know, driving around, whatever it might be. You know, I would definitely encourage people to get it, because when I saw it, that I was kind of surprised. I was like, "Wow, you know, I haven't seen that car before." They've done a great job with the styling.
It is
fantastic, and it sounds like it ran.
Oh,
incredible.
Awesome! It ran. It had the M package on this particular model. It's a 2-liter, supercharged engine, and works absolutely fantastic. There's really no delay on how well the engine winds up and so on. It's a very smooth, great running vehicle is probably the best way for me to say that. And again, it is the ultimate driving machine for a reason, and I mean that sincerely. It really does work, handle well. This car, and it had the all-weather tires on it. They just put some nice snow tires on it, if you would, and vehicle worked extremely, extremely well. So, yeah, no complaints other than, like I said, my only complaint with it is not having that power driver's seat, which, you know, it's not a deal killer, but it's like, I just didn't understand why that wasn't there. Sorry, just saying.
Yeah, kind of wonky again, and the Europeans do that from time to time, right?
And by the way, I was wrong. It's a 3-liter twin turbo inline six is what it is. I'm mixing it up with another model they've got. So no, it's not a 2-liter. It's a 3-liter with their e-boost. So it's actually got sort of a mild. I forgot to mention this. It's sort of a mild hybrid in it as well. So the fuel economy on this car was in the low 30s, which is surprising on a car, you know, that large. It's an 8-speed. Automatic transmission, again, has the xDrive componentry to it, and it's got the 48-volt, they call it mild hybrid technology, which you're going to start seeing in a lot of other companies that are out there. Steve over here from Geno's will have to figure out how to work on some of these down the road, because it is sort of this mild hybrid. Mercedes is doing this as well, and other car companies are also. It's not a true hybrid, but it does help it get up into that 30 miles to gallon, you know, range, Richard.
Well, and again, like you said, it's not the true hybrid, but again, if you're seeing some manufacturers, more of our American manufacturers, not sure why, fully embrace this electric side of stuff versus some of these foreign manufacturers are saying, well, let's hold off a second, you know, let's kind of put some of this hybrid technology in these. And they're doing so, Dad, to boost, obviously, performance, but also boost
right.
fuel economy.
That's
and
right.
So they can meet those CAFE ratings.
That's right. Exactly. So, again, folks, if you're interested in this car, it is a really good-looking car. I don't know what inventories are like. You'll have to just check on that. It's the 2022 BMW M440i xDrive Grand Sport. Go check it out at your local BMW dealer. And, again, tell them that Richard Rush, John Rush from Drive Radio, and both Rush to Reason sent you.